You know, right now here, it is very hard to live because we don't have anything to eat. That is the first thing. Because when there is no food, you cannot live. Now for us, we have reached to extent to at least to go, to pack and we go. Because we wrote our names, we called, now we are tired. People, they told us they are going to send for us in the UPDF. Now we are tired. Whereby it has took almost 2 weeks. Now we don't have anything to do. Now for us, we have reached to extent, at least we collect some money and we give for security. At least we get, they get for us security and we go. That's what for us, we have been planning.
Some of us, we have already talked to our landlord and we have left his house and we have packed all our luggage in the vehicle. And I have the children. Where can I go? I've already even talked to my landlord that I'm going. And even the food which I was having remaining, I've already given to my neighbors. Now what I'm going to eat? And the money which I budget for it, I've paid the security which they are saying, and even the one which I have is supposed to help me in the what on the road. And even I have no money here. Now what I'm going to eat? Hotel, even with these three children, I cannot eat the food because the food is very expensive.
We are leaving this place just because, like, three or four reasons we are having. The first reason is anger. You don't have food. Even if you have your money in your pocket, you can't get the food anywhere. As for us, we are foreigners, we can't get anywhere food. And even the citizens here, it's now hard for them to get food. We need the security, and we go back to our homes and we get somewhere to eat what we get, our food. Just like me, yesterday I slept, I didn't even eat. I had my money, but I didn't eat.